Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wellbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, November 11th, 2018, the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here's Father Eric.
Is it worth it? Is it worth it? That's the question that I had in my mind over the past three, four days as I was down at Camp Damascus with our seniors on our Kairos retreat. Is it worth it? Me and one of the other chaperones were talking about how we've been doing these for 11 years. And what seems to happen is that every single year, the students stay the same age while we get older. And so, again, we have to ask ourselves, is it worth it? Is it worth the bald jokes that I endure from my seniors? Is it worth being attacked by a group of senior guys as I was just innocently standing there, as I always do, just stand innocently, to see if Father's football skills are still intact from his high school years? Is it worth it? Well, they found out that my football skills are still somewhat intact, I'll tell you that. Is it worth sleeping in a bunk bed for three nights and feeling like a Mack truck hits you every single day that you wake up? Is it worth the smell of sulfur water as you're brushing your teeth or taking a shower and thinking that maybe it's better to not even shower and you might still feel cleaner because that sulfur water smells so bad? Is it worth hearing confessions for hours on end because the other priest that you thought that was going to show up didn't show up? The answer to all of those questions is, yep, you bet it is. You bet it is. To see our young people give of themselves while singing in adoration to our Lord. To see them share their stories so that they can find healing in their life. To hear them give a confession that is so in-depth that they've never had the courage to give before. To see reconciliation happen over past sins and breakups. Yep, it is worth it. It's worth it. And much like the widow in the gospel, giving what little she had, and I'm sure a lot of people who knew about it thought that it was stupid and foolish for her to do, she answered the question, yep, it's worth it. It's worth giving all that I have to our Lord. It is worth it. Now, some will say that us Americans are selfish. We're selfish people and we take a lot. But I would argue this. We actually give a lot more than what we might think. I'm not so sure that we're selfish. Maybe we are in what we give or who we give it to, but we do give a lot. And I found this little story and I think it's absolutely fantastic because it shows that we give a lot. But sometimes we don't give to who we should give it to, or we give a lot of things that we shouldn't be given. The paradox of our time in history is that we spend more but have less. We buy more but enjoy less. We have bigger houses and smaller families, more conveniences but less time. More medicine but less wellness. We read too little, watch TV too much, and pray too seldom. We have multiplied our possessions, but reduced our values. These are the times of tall men and short character, steep profits and shallow relationships. These are the days of two incomes, but more divorce, of fancier houses, but more broken homes. We've learned how to make a living, but not a life. We've added years to life, not life to years. We've cleaned up the air, but polluted the soul. My friends, we tend to give a lot, but what we give and to whom we give it to sometimes ends up in a disaster. Because we do give a lot of things. We give a lot of our time. I was just reading an article about how so many people are giving so much time to social media. And you know what science now has found? there is a correlation between how much time we spend on social media and how depressed and lonely we are. The more time we give to social media, seeing everybody posting their seemingly perfect lives, because they're not going to post a picture of themselves looking like a disaster. So people post the things that make them look like everything is fine and dandy, and it's not. It's not. And then we look at everybody else with their seemingly perfect lives, and then we go, oh, but my life isn't like that. Or our students will see their friends at this party or that party or doing this thing on Snapchat. Then they go, I didn't get invited. And so it leads to depression. It leads to loneliness. And yet we keep giving our time to things like that. We have a culture now that gives away our bodies just like it's nothing. Give our body to one another. Spend countless hours on relationships. And maybe we need to spend more time on healing that is needed, because, again, so often people cover up their wounds by getting into more relationships or doing things that they shouldn't do. Because, after all, we know that hurt people hurt people. Hurt people actually hurt people. And so these days, maybe we need to spend our time working on ourselves a little bit more and how Christ wants us in his image, rather than doing the things that maybe seem pleasurable at the moment. This past week, we celebrated National Vocation Awareness Week, which again is always a subject near and dear to my heart. But again, we see so many people these days, parents included, who don't want their son or daughter even thinking about a life where there's no wife, no children, no grandchildren, and not having the money that they would hope to have. And so again, rather than encouraging them to give in the way that Christ wants them to give, we challenge them more to live shallow and superficial lives that's based more on money and pleasure than it is on God. We give a lot. But maybe the question today is it worth it? Is what we're giving worth it? Or are we giving too much to too many things that just don't seem to matter? Is it worth it? This weekend, as we celebrate Veterans Day, again, it just made me think about the people who have given so much for all of us and for our country. I've never heard a veteran, despite that they might be suffering from PTSD, or they might be suffering from some physical ailment from it, from their time in the war, whatever. I've never heard one veteran say, I regret giving myself in that way. But they gave a lot, and it continues to have value and meaning to them, and hopefully it does to all of us grateful Americans. The widow in the gospel today gave a lot. She gave of herself in a way that some said she shouldn't probably give, but she did, and there were no regrets. I think we would all do well to take on the spirit of the widow today, who gave of herself until it hurt, realizing that in giving the way that God wants, we receive more than we could ever dream.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Make sure to tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the scripture from the weekend and shares real-life stories that will help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.